everybody. Welcome to Whistle While You Work podcast. This is episode 85, Mobile Ordering Monopoly.
Does that mean we're going to play a game?
Are we going to like break out of jail or get $200 and pass jail?
Is it real money?
Well, Monopoly kind of has the understanding that it's fake money, right? When you play Monopoly.
You mean that currency is not good elsewhere?
Hey, we have a special guest we should bring on. You know, like when you play Monopoly, there's like the top hat and the race car. What were some of the other little guys that, you know, the Monopoly?
Race car, top hat. There's a jockey on a horse, I think. There's a thimble.
There might be a thimble. I think everyone always wanted the car, though, but...
I think I was the thimble.
Well, we've got a race car guest here today. Tell us who's here.
Hello, my name is Henry, and I was here to come talk for a little bit because I thought this would be fun. So,
yeah, he has a lot of fun. This is our youngest son. He goes to Disney with us a lot. He has been going since he was one,
yeah,
one or two.
Think so.
You were definitely in a stroller for first couple ones. So anyway, mobile ordering isn't just Disney World. It's at Disneyland now. So Randy, why don't you give us an overview of what we're talking about?
You know, we've hit around this many times at different degrees and different angles. We've talked about advantages and disadvantages, but we've never really gone into depth about what mobile ordering actually is. It's not a trick. It's exactly what it sounds like. It's your ability to order food using your mobile device in advance of you actually arriving at a particular food stand. That's not necessarily a food
quick
stand.
Quick service. It's,
you know, food place.
Yeah, restaurant. It's not a restaurant.
I guess yeah. in my pre-work, I didn't come up with the right word here, but I think that it's an important part to understand because mobile ordering, though, while it is widely available, it's not available everywhere. And so you don't find it at your restaurants. You certainly don't find it in any of your advanced dining reservation restaurants.
You don't find it at a popcorn stand either.
Not going to be at a popcorn stand.
So it's in the middle.
It's kind of in the middle. And there's a few places where mobile ordering is available that you would be surprised to find out that's the case. We'll cover some of those at a certain point in our game, I think. But we'll talk about the game a little bit later. So what mobile ordering allows you to do, it allows you to, on your mobile device through the My Disney Experience app, pick a pickup time from an available window at one of the available mobile
window
ordering
window, meaning like from 5 to 5:15.
Yeah, window of time.
Yeah.
And you put your order in, you pay for it there on the app. And as you get close to the place, you tell them that you're there and you're ready to pick up your order. And then they'll start preparing it, and then they'll tell you what pickup window number to go to get your food.
Actual window, not actual window of time. So yeah, that's a little
good point there. So it's intended to allow you less time standing in line so that you can get other stuff done. And it also allows them to be a little bit more predictable so they can control lines as well. Fewer people standing in line to order means that they're able to just get a lot more orders in. And they also, by the way, don't have to pay as many cast members to be manning registers to take orders, right? It's been around for a while. It was really important during the COVID days.
Yeah, I'd have to look back and see exactly when it started, but it's been years now. We've had a lot of practice.
Been around for quite a while. Really big during the COVID years, especially because they didn't want people in lines as much as possible. It's been expanded over time. There are more places available now than ever before. I think it'd be great to continue to expand it to other places, to tell you the truth.
Here we go. It'd be great. Everyone should do it all the time.
Yep. I think we just talked about it. It's not available at a popcorn stand. Wouldn't it be great if it was available at a popcorn stand, right? The popcorn's already there. They can just put their buckets together. You walk up and say, here's my order. I paid for it. Grab your popcorn and go.
Yeah. I feel like you lose a little bit of the human interaction. So I don't love that.
I don't want to interact with people at the popcorn stand.
Well, I might want to, and they might need somebody like me to smile at them.
The lines are too long and there's too few of them.
All right, well, let's ask Henry this question. So how about this, Henry? If I think we were sitting in a show once and I passed the phone along like, hey, why don't you order something while we're at the show? That way when we're done, we can go eat lunch. What kind of things do you like to order in advance?
So typically when we go to Magic Kingdom, over by like the Astro Orbiter, the food place under it, there's a really, really good cream cheese filled pretzel.
The lunching pad.
Yeah, the lunching pad. That was kind of clever.
Yeah.
But, or sometimes I like to get, like, pizza sometimes. I like some places. But the honestly, the benefit of going to get mobile order, I think it helps you. It gives you a lot more time to go to the rides. And if I ever want to do, like, a long wait ride and there's, like, if there's a really long line for, like, Seven Dwarves and we're going to go do it and we need a quick snack, mobile order can help us. So by the time we're already there, it's basically going to be done. So then you don't take as long to go get your food and then you can go on your ride.
Well, maybe another thing is when you're in a long line, you're trying to distract yourself a little bit. Like, oh, well, why don't we look and see what we can eat after this? So you can kind of take some time and look around. So I think it helps in that with that,
yeah.
Too.
Yeah. Obviously, you can't mobile order in, like, Viennopolis and stuff, because that's, like, an actual sit-down restaurant, and it's also a pretty good experience, too, because I think, honestly, sitting down sometimes can actually benefit you a lot, because if you have had a long day, and you've been walking around so much, like,
It's nice to sit down, and then Your dad can talk. How do you feel about when dad speaks Italian to the Italian waiters in Viennopolis?
Yeah, cool, because, like, it's cool that my dad can speak another foreign language in Spanish because that's typically what they teach in the average public school. And so there's not that many choices because you really only have like Spanish. I hear like sometimes you get like French.
Well,
I don't know.
Do you feel like, do you understand what dad's saying at all when he talks to the waiter or are you totally clueless?
Sometimes I just hear Italian dishes and then I'm like, oh, food.
Yeah.
that's like the only really Italian word I can.
When he says the word pizza.
Pizza, yeah.
Or ensalada or something, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, good. Okay, well, anything else about mobile ordering before Dad and I go on to this next section?
I feel like mobile ordering, it's very helpful and sometimes actually a good way, but then also sometimes a bad way because, like, maybe you've just been in a line the whole day and you need someone to talk to because like if you go with a group or something and you've been talking to them the whole day, sometimes it can get boring.
Okay.
Not the whole time, but it can. So I feel like talking to a stranger you've never met can actually be fun sometimes.
I like that. I love that about your personality. Well, thank you so much for joining us and we will mobile order with you again sometime soon.
Okay. Bye.
So that was fun to have him here. I was looking at the app.
Great insights.
With insights,
I know. Yeah, he had great insights, and I feel shamed that I didn't teach any of my children how to speak Italian, but that's okay.
It's not too late.
They got the important words down like basta, stop it, you know,
right.
That's enough. That's really the most common.
Andiamo, you say that one a lot.
Yeah, let's go. Those are the most commonly used words in a foreign language in our house. But that's okay. That's okay. I'm glad he feels cool. I feel cool. The Italian waiters are always excited. And that has nothing to do with today's episode. It was a fun
He was trying to reiterate that you cannot mobile order at a restaurant like Viennopoli.
Well, let me put it this way, too. You also cannot mobile order in Italian. So It is in English.
Yes. There we go. There's a segue.
I don't know. Is the My Disney Experience app available in other languages? I've never tried that.
I do not know the answer to that.
I mean, that's an episode for another day. I guess we'll have to do some research and figure that out.
Because it's a very international park and brand. But anyway, I was looking at the latest update of mobile ordering. And first of all, I'll say that when you're on the My Disney Experience app for Disney World. So Disneyland has its has an app too, and it has the same thing. So over in the bottom right corner, you can click on, and then you can click order food. It's one of those squares.
Okay.
I guess it's a rectangle.
Yeah.
The other place that you can go is the middle icon at the bottom with the plus sign, and then it'll pop up a bunch of things, and you can click order food. Either way, it's going to get you there. You could actually even do it another way, where you can search up a particular restaurant. And when you get to that restaurant, you can select, hey, I want to order food now. So there's several different ways. I mean, obviously, Disney has invested a lot of money to make this a possibility. I'm sure at this point, they're probably making a good amount of money that they wouldn't have if it wasn't as convenient to order food. I imagine those first few years, all the technology and everything, they were not making money with this.
Well, I remember in some of those earlier years, you know, people were like, I'm not using my phone for that sort of thing, for anything.
Yeah.
Like, it didn't matter what it was. It was just a little bit of a foreign concept to people that, oh, I can do everything I need to in the park with my phone. You know, get your fast. Remember, yeah. Look, the original fast passes were paper tickets and stuff yeah. like that, right? That was, you know, that was in the
pre-real technology forward focused
days. And as things have, you know, progressed and moved along, they've tried to find more and more ways to include your mobile device as part of your experience. And the reason why is because people are glued to their mobile devices.
Well, I guess the other thing is they were a little bit ahead of their time, because think of how DoorDash and all of those things now, it's very commonplace to use your phone to order food
yeah.
without talking to anybody. In fact, if you want to call or go into a pizza place and order it, they're kind of like, wait, I have to like...
What are you here for?
Yeah. Like, didn't you order this from like the computer or the app or whatever? Like,
yeah.
Anyway, I had a recent experience and I was just like, sorry, I'm inconveniencing you. I was born in the 80s. Like, yeah. I'm still old school.
I was born in the 1900s.
That's right. I know how to use your technology, but I don't have to every time. And yeah. I feel like you should accommodate me. Okay. So... our Monopoly game that we're going to play here in a minute, I think it'll be fun to go through and see if we can list a dish or, you know, something you could order at one of these mobile order places and see if you or I can guess each other's location. That's what we're doing, right?
Yeah.
I'm not very eloquent and I don't explain things very well, so I want to make sure that we're on
well,
the same page.
In fairness, this game was your concept.
I know.
And I think I've tried to adapt to it well. So we will list out the item available for mobile order at a particular restaurant. I didn't pick any drinks, so just so you know, everything I have actually is some sort of
food,
either entree or dessert.
I have several desserts, yeah.
And the way I did it was I just kind of picked two from every park. I just picked two different locations from every park.
Yeah, me too.
And then I picked one item from each of those places because I figured you and I may have actually picked the same one at some point. So we would scratch that off the list. We'll just see how many each other
You're
can
so
guess.
Accommodating. That is so sweet.
I also included in my information the price.
Oh.
And maybe a little bit of the description, but, you know, that's just trivia anyways. It doesn't matter a whole lot.
Well, I want to say a couple more things before we get into the game. First of all, if you go into the ordering food, you can just look at a menu. If you look at the menu, all they're going to have is words. So if you're like a person that likes pictures, pretend even if you're not actually going to order, you just go through the process. Yeah. Select an arrival window. So right now I'm going
to
select...
Doesn't mean you actually have to do it. You'll X out and you can leave.
Yeah, I'm states away from Disney World right now, and I can still go in there and look. But if I open it up with a particular window of time when I'm going to come get it, I can actually look at the picture of these things. Sometimes it helps me want it. Sometimes it makes me really recognize that is not...
Oh, that's not what I want.
That is not the food item for me.
You know, an interesting thing about that, too, for the most part, I will tell you, for the most part, and not every item has a picture, just so you know, but a lot of the items have pictures. But for the most part, the pictures that they put out there are fairly accurate as to what you'll actually be served. You know, I think that we do live in a society where we want to know why our cereal doesn't look like it does on the commercial on TV. And we all found out as adults later on, it's because they're actually using glue, not milk.
Right.
So it doesn't get all soggy like that. Although I think when they take a bite, you know,
it's probably
it
real
actually
milk.
Is milk. They're not taking a bite of Cheerios and glue. But, yeah. You know, so the picture of the Cheerios on the box is not the same as what you are going to really experience in real life. It's not as big and fluffy and floaty and everything like that. this isn't like that. The pictures that they put on there of their food actually looks pretty much the way they make it and how they serve it.
Yeah.
And if yours doesn't, don't feel bad about saying, hey, this isn't for me. Send it back.
And I will say, if you go in there, if you're on a dining plan, like right now I'm looking at a place that has a 3-pack of Cuties Mandarin oranges. It will tell you on there it qualifies as a snack. Yeah. And so a snack, people that are on the dining plan will know that they get a certain amount of snacks each day with their hotel stays. So that's helpful. And then I think I'm states away. I'm in Texas. So I'm just looking at things here. I'm just going to go to the top left corner and do the arrow. And it says, are you sure you want to leave? Your changes will not be saved. And I will go ahead and leave because I'm not really ordering it. But I did want to look at the pictures. And then the last thing I'll say here is...
That's actually... And let me add one more thing about the mobile ordering process. When you select your arrival window, that's your window of time.
Yeah.
If you don't arrive within that period of time, they will cancel your order.
Well, but there are options that say, do you want to change this time?
Yeah. You know what I'm saying is if you place an order with an arrival window and you don't arrive in time for it, your order will be canceled.
And you'll get your money back.
And you'll get your money back. So you should be aware of that. They actually don't charge you until you say, I'm here, and they prepare your order and they do it.
That's important to know.
It's a really important thing to know. It gives you a little bit of sense of security. You mentioned that sometimes we'll be standing in a line, we're in a queue ready to do something, and we're thinking it's going to move at a certain pace, which will allow us to get to
pick up our food
at a particular time period, and it's not happened before, and we're like, well, what do? We're going to miss our stuff. And no, they're just going to cancel it out, and you'll have to pick a new arrival time. You'll have to start your order over. But don't ever feel like you're going to be absolutely stuck because you got stuck.
Right. And yeah, I think the biggest thing that we've struggled with is ordering at Sleepy Hollow when I wanted a breakfast item during their breakfast hours. I think that is not an issue anymore. I don't think they have breakfast hours. But back in the day, when I said, hey, I'm here, make my food, they're like, sorry, we canceled this order because it was like 10:31 or something after breakfast was over. But I thought it was interesting on this app. It really does kind of help you know where places are busy. Like for Hollywood Studios at Woody's Lunchbox, like I don't know. Woody needs to hire some new people for his lunchbox because they are always running late. Like it's not something that I could go in and order right now because they're running behind.
Yeah, the earliest arrival window is like an hour from now.
Well, it was like, at least 20 minutes away. So if you're like, I got to eat right now, you know, it helps you.
Well, you should know that. Well, I'll just say, you know, so it's almost 5 o'clock in Florida time. It's 4 o'clock our time.
Yeah.
You know, so that's getting close to dinner time. At high peak meal times, you're gonna find that your arrival window may not be right now. It
right.
may be a period of time from now.
Yeah.
20 minutes, 30 minutes. I've seen an hour
for
waits
some
before,
really popular places. Yeah.
And particularly at Hollywood Studios, which is usually very crowded all the time. That's what you find is, okay, I can't just say I'm hungry now, let me mobile order while I'm walking over there. Your arrival window may be a little ways from now. Other thing to keep in mind is once you place your mobile order, they don't start preparing it until you click a button that says, I'm here, start preparing. However, location services on your phone are a part of the mobile ordering experience.
Right.
They actually do some geolocating. You've got to be within a particular vicinity of the actual restaurant before they'll allow you to even say that you're there. So, and it's the same
like
thing.
Chick-fil-A, other places have
like
that
Chick-fil-A.
For curbside.
And it's the same thing, by the way, with your dining reservations. They don't let you check in for your dining reservation unless you're at the restaurant, right?
Yeah.
Or really, really close to it. The location services help determine those things.
The other thing I love about mobile ordering is I often want the kids' menu portion size. And then the cool thing about the kids' menu is they give you a whole slew of sides, and you usually get to pick two of them, and you could get milk or juice or a small soda. And like for me, I guess I'm a child size version, according to Disney standards, because usually it's close to the right amount of food. And I think it's probably a combination of the amount of snacks and other things that I like to have while I'm at the parks. So there's not someone there like, hey, this person's not 12 and under. You can't order that I don't know that's ever an issue in person when you order, but it's definitely not on this.
I've never had them ask me how old I was, but and then the last thing I'll add, a cool feature about mobile ordering, there are a very, very few, and I can think of like maybe one off the top of my head, but I'm sure there's at least one other, locations that if you are a pass holder or a Disney Vacation Club member, you do receive a discount like you would at a regular restaurant. The mobile order, because it's tied to your actual Disney account and already knows what your status is, will apply all discounts that you're eligible for already. So you'll get that baked into the price. You don't have to show your card. You don't have to do anything. It's just done for you and you just pick your food up.
Yeah, I feel like that's the bakeries, because I can think of a few different bakeries throughout the parks. And the cool thing is when you want to buy a bottle of water or Gatorade, like you get that discount. Whereas if you were using the stand, the popcorn stand around the corner, you'd pay the full price. So if you have those discounts, utilize that.
Save that nickel.
Okay. Why don't you try to give me one of yours? We'll start at Magic Kingdom.
Yeah, let's start at the Magic Kingdom.
By the way, has 10 locations you can mobile order.
Yeah.
In case anyone wanted to know.
Let's start at the Magic Kingdom. Let's see if you can guess this one. How about some maple mustard glazed salmon? And it's served with green beans and rice.
Well, I actually do know this one.
Is it on your list?
No, but I looked this week at some of these places.
Yeah, you're probably going to win this game, I think, just because.
But I was surprised because this is, what do you call it? You call it something. Columbia Harbor House. Columbia Harbor House. But it is a new menu because before they used to just have salmon. Now they have maple mustard. It sounds
maple
like a
maple mustard glazed.
Sounds like a character from Clue.
I don't know. It sounds a little strange to me. I like mustard actually, but when I think of like mustard glaze and then maple with mustard, I don't know. But the picture looks like good. I'm sure it's just salmon.
Yeah.
Honestly.
With a little bit something something on the top.
Cost of that is $14.79. But, you know, you get your two sides with that, green beans and rice.
You know, yes, that is overpriced. But when I go to the grocery store and buy salmon, it's not that overpriced. For the, you get two sides, you said?
Well, green beans and rice is what it comes with. Yeah, those are your sides, right? Yeah. Pre-selected for you.
Okay. Well, and that's the thing about mobile ordering. Sometimes when you go in there, you can mess with some of their sides, or you can go in there and say, don't include the glaze, or, you know, I want two things of green beans and no rice. Are you looking at that right now?
I'm going to look it up right now.
Okay. So to me, it ends up.
Okay. You get two sides and you actually can choose between rice, green beans and French fries. And by the way, pro tip here. If you want both your sides to be the same thing, you could do that.
Yes.
You could have double rice, double green beans, double French fries, whatever you wanted. And then it does allow you to customize it. You don't have to have the maple mustard glaze.
Oh,
you could take that off.
You can. Well, and I would say that's one of the things that Disney is really good at is food allergies, right? There's a lot of different food allergies. So maybe there's someone that's allergic to mustard or maple.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, yeah.
But anyway. So definitely take advantage of that. All right.
Okay, CHH, that's down.
CHH.
What do you got?
I have mac and cheese hand pie.
Mac and cheese hand pie. I guess I need to be able to look at the names.
The 10 options. You got 10 restaurant or 10 mobile ordering places.
Mac and cheese. What is it called? Mac and cheese.
Hand pie. You're not.
Mac and cheese hand pie. I'm going to.
You're just looking at the list of restaurants, right?
Yeah, just the list of restaurants. Okay. No, I'm not cheating. I mean, come on now. I like to win, but.
Not that way.
Mac and cheese hand pie.
Personally, it sounds disgusting.
How about. I'm gonna go out on a limb here, maybe. Can't imagine it's there, but is this at Pecos Bill?
No.
Is this the new menu at Pecos Bill? It's got then Casey's Corner's got to be, right?
No.
Wow.
Now, to be fair,
The Lunching Pad?
No.
Man, I'm striking out here.
I don't think you've ever been to this place, if that helps you.
I've been to all these places on their list.
Okay, well, maybe you have, but I haven't been with you when you've gone there.
Cosmic Rays?
No. Do you have
Pinocchio?
No.
Sleepy Hollow?
No.
I mean, that's it.
You're missing one.
The Casey's Corner, Columbia, Cosmic Ray, Lunching Pad, The Confectionery, and it's not going to be The Confectionery, Pecos Bill, Pinocchio House, Sleepy Hollow, Sunshine Tree. That's all I see.
You don't see Friar's Nook?
No. And here's the thing.
Maybe it's closed.
It could be closed right now.
Oh, yeah.
So, okay. Hey, folks. Look what we just learned.
We just learned
that not all places are open all day.
Yeah.
And if it's not open, it won't appear on your list at all.
Look, there we go. We're helping people out. Well, and the other thing is it's not going to show breakfast options right now either, right? So
what I need to do is I need to change to schedule for later.
Yeah, schedule for later.
Actually, it still only lists what's open.
9 locations. Yeah, it's only showing 9 locations, not 10. Wow. Would you have guessed Friar Nook at some point?
You know what? Yes, actually, that's probably what I would have guessed because that makes sense. A hand pie at the Friar's Nook. You're thinking old English sort of stuff, right? I probably would have figured that out.
Do you want to hear this? How much it cost? You don't want to know, but it comes with cheese.
$11.29.
It comes with cheese sauce. This sounds really gross to me. $8.99.
All right. Well,
just okay. I better not
one,
say this.
Strike one for me.
Okay. Well, you did have a little bit of an unfair advantage there. Okay?
Disadvantage.
I mean, yes.
You had an advantage. Advantage to you.
All right. Give me one.
All right. We're still in Magic Kingdom?
Yeah.
Okay. Here's my second one. It's a double chili con queso burger.
Okay. This is Pecos Bill.
Oh, snap.
Well, I listened to Escape to the Magic, and that was discussed.
We did talk about that.
Where you guys were in or out, and some people went from being out to in, and some people were adamantly out.
We were all out on Pecos Bill until we started reading the new menu items and said, I might be willing to try that. Okay, so this double chili con queso burger, 2 flame-broiled all-beef patties topped with chili con carne, chipotle queso, and corn chips. It's basically a Frito burrito burger.
My issue with them is I guess maybe I haven't had first-person experience, but I've heard of people that have gotten a hamburger at Pecos Bill and the quality of the patty.
The new hamburger?
I don't know.
That's the thing. This is a new menu item.
But I'm just saying it's probably the
whole menu.
But it could be the same quality meat patty.
They say everything's new at Pecos Bill except the name. And I'm like, well, you should have changed the name too, and I'd have had more confidence. But I don't know.
Anyway, I'm curious if the quality of the beef.
$16.49.
For that, it should be pretty good beef, I would hope.
Well, it seems like it's a big thing. I mean, it's 2 patties, right? This is a big burger.
Yeah, with all that other stuff.
The picture actually looks pretty appetizing. So, okay, that's Pecos Bill.
All right, here's my last Magic Kingdom one for you. Side of berries, $1. Did you know anything was $1 at Disney World? Anything.
Side of berries, $1. That's got to be at Sleepy Hollow.
Ding, ding, ding. You got it.
For like a waffle or something like that or some sort of treat.
It is, oh my gosh, they got rid of the waffle sandwich, the fruit waffle sandwich.
Which is criminal. How could they get rid of that? I don't understand.
Now what they've done is now you can get a Mickey waffle with the same things on it, but it's not like you're holding it like a taco, you know.
You can't. Mickey's ears are sticking out.
Yeah.
And it's too small.
Well, and they've made it so that you can customize it, and if you want the berries, great. If you don't, if you do want it, you can pay another dollar. And
look, I love all things with Mickey on them, but boo! Bring back the regular.
Listen,
waffle.
And
sandwich.
I have to say something to all the people listening. This qualifies as a snack. Please
your
don't
side of berries.
Yes, do not waste your snack. Please do not waste your snack money. You could probably buy something that's $6 or $7 at least with that snack credit. That would be a waste of money.
You could probably just look at the ground for an hour and find 4 quarters to get your... Yeah. Don't waste it on a snack. Oh, that would be terrible.
Oh my gosh.
That makes me sad just thinking that someone might do that.
Yeah. So anyway, I would like to try the new version just to see if I like the taste of it. I like Nutella. I like fresh berries. I like waffles. And I'm going to try it out.
Up your alley.
All right. So which park did you want to go to?
We'll go to Epcot next.
Okay.
So Epcot, very surprising.
Which they only have five locations.
Five locations, very limited ability to mobile order. And the ones that you can choose from, still also some of that would be surprising. But I'm going to throw you a softball right away.
Okay.
Super, super easy here, right? It's the Werther's Original Caramel Cookie Dough Cup.
I thought you were going to give me your apple cookie, whatever.
No, that would have been too easy.
I thought you were going to want to opine and talk about how the greatness of that cookie.
This is an edible chocolate chip cookie dough filled with Werther's Original Caramel and drizzled with milk chocolate. It's $5.52. That can't be right. I think it's $5.52.
Nothing ends with a two there.
Where's it at?
Werther's, or no, it's Caramel Kuka.
The Caramel Kuka.
Kuka.
Kuka. Very good.
Ryan can't say it.
Yep. Yeah, Ryan. Oh, he's going to enjoy this section.
You know, I think I have ordered that before. Here's the thing. I sound that something.
It's cookie. It's just cookie.
That's something you would have said. Here's the thing. That's a Randy phrase.
Yep, here it is.
I ordered it. But so the thing is there, summertime and caramel treats and carrying it around, unless you're eating it right away, even if you're eating it right away, it's just dicey.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
as much as it's like, oh, I can order mobile order and I can get my DVC discount and yep, all I have to do is just walk up and get it.
Bonus points. If you discount order, available there.
If you order too many things, because you're like, well, I want to try that. Oh, I want to try that. It was one of those where I ordered three or four things. And yeah, by the time I got to the cookie dough, what's it called?
It's called the Werther's Original, because everything starts with Werther's Original on their menu.
Okay.
Caramel Cookie Dough Cup.
Yeah. I don't remember loving it, but...
Here's the thing.
See?
Here's the thing. Look, here's the thing. I got two of them in one.
Basta!
You can mobile order there, and I have done it many, many times while I've been on my way. I have also had very mixed experiences with that. Because you can mobile order and you can wait a really long time for you to get your stuff when there's nobody in line there.
Yeah.
It's very odd to me that, you know, it's not like they have a person dedicated just to fulfilling mobile orders.
Yeah.
They're fulfilling
probably
mobile orders with the exact same people who are serving the people in the line. So this is one of those places where mobile ordering doesn't always bring an advantage to you. But I like to do it because I get my discount and I don't have to fish out on my Apple Wallet to show them that I'm entitled to such a discount. It's just as automatically done for me.
Yeah, and I will say, with any of these mobile orders, we've talked about that they will have a designated pickup window. Like for Columbia Harbor House, people that are just standing in a regular line ordering food are like at 1 and 2. So I think they usually have two designated spots for mobile order pickups.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to go and stand in that particular area. So Columbia Harbor House, I feel like they have a dedicated person that's doing mobile ordering.
Yeah. Most of the quick service restaurants, that's it. Yep.
But yeah, places that...
Some of these places where it's a little bit of a hybrid. Like, yeah. Listen, I'm just shocked that it's even available, but it is. That's okay. By the way, the Caramel Kuche is available in the Germany Pavilion of the World Showcase.
Oh, and it smells amazing. I wish I was there. Okay. All right, Randy. Pretzel bread pudding.
Oh, that's at Summerfest.
You're right. It does qualify as a snack, if you're wondering. $4.79, which is a much better value than a $1 little small cup of fruit. Although fruit is very healthy and I like it, but a dollar for a snack.
Yeah. Also in the Germany Pavilion. And I knew this because it was the item on my list next.
Oh, was it really? I've never ordered. I mean, I think maybe we've gotten a jumbo pretzel
I've
there.
I've never been to Summerfest.
But it's just a stand.
It's a stand. So really, I say it's at the pavilion. It's actually kind of outside
by the
pavilion,
water.
Closer to the water. Again, it's one of those places I'm like, really? Mobile ordering available here? How bizarre. But it is. The logo on the mobile ordering place for it is just a pretzel. So.
Yeah. Anyway, it's...
It what would pretzel bread pudding be like? What do you think? You think it's going to be good? I mean, bread pudding's usually hit and miss anyways.
Yeah, but you and I really aren't big bread pudding people in general.
I mean, I've had some really good ones, and I've had some ones that I'm like, I'm never eating bread pudding again.
I think it would work, because I think bread pudding, you have to have like
crusty bread.
Yeah. So a pretzel
needs
bread.
Be stiff.
I'm intrigued. I would try it.
Whatever. All right. What's your second one?
Well, do you want to do, Jared, did you do?
Yeah, mine was pretzel bread pudding.
Oh, that's right. Sorry. All right, you ready for this?
Sure.
Chocolate matcha bomkuchen. And guess what? It qualifies as a snack. I don't even know what this is. But I thought you would enjoy the fact that it has matcha in it.
Is it the Yorkshire County Fish Shop?
No.
I mean, the Regal Eagle?
No.
Really? It's at the Connections Eatery?
Connections, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. That's not... I don't like the cafeteria-style type of places in general. Epcot's got a couple of them. The Connections Eatery. There's another Sunshine's. One over at Sunshine Seasons, which is another place that's...
It does not have mobile ordering.
Doesn't have mobile ordering. You would think it should, but I guess now that I think about how it's set up, that makes
that's
sense
really
why it doesn't.
Like,
it's kind of more cafeteria walk-up, but... yeah, matcha. That's gross. I don't know why anybody wants matcha.
I've never
stuff.
Heard of the word bomkuchen. Bamkuchen.
Ah, bomkuchen.
Oh, okay. Is it really German?
I don't know. I didn't look it up, but that
is it's that
spelled,
a German
it's
word?
Spelled a German way.
It looks like a piece of green cantaloupe with chocolate sauce and whipped cream on it. I'm sure it's actually cake or some sort of.
If there's matcha on it, I'm out.
Anyway. Yeah, our kids have eaten at Connections. I've never eaten there though, and they are pretty open to whatever, and they did not like the pizza there. And I'm like, how do you mess up pizza? But somehow they did.
I mean, it's just one of those. Yeah, the purpose of a place like the Connections Eatery, brilliant in concept. You need a huge place where you can serve a whole lot of people. When you are trying to have a huge place and serve a whole lot of people, the quality of your stuff goes down precipitously.
Ooh, big word.
Here's the thing.
Here's the thing. Next, I'm going to go listen to your other podcast and count how many times you say that.
Yeah. I listen to these every once in a while. You know, the first like 60 episodes I never listened to because I was worried I'd listen and be like, oh, stop.
I have
these like verbal tics or something, right?
Oh, goodness. You're talking about this podcast or your other podcast?
I'm talking about the way I talk in life.
Oh, okay.
Words I got and phrases I need to
listen. Here's the thing: you talk great.
Okay.
Is it okay? So, what park are we going to next?
Hollywood.
I was going to say
I'm just going in order on the app.
According to the app, well, right now there's only 9 locations. Earlier I looked, and I guess it was before 5 o'clock. There was 11 locations where you could order, which I was surprised. Hollywood. You think of Epcot. You don't think of Hollywood. So I just think it's interesting that there's so many mobile order apps there, and it's still hard to find anything that I really like it.
Well, this is an interesting part of the discussion because Epcot does have a lot of food, not a lot of mobile ordering, but there's a huge variety. Hollywood doesn't have a great variety of food.
No.
That's not what it's there for.
It's American food.
It is.
Wouldn't you say it's mostly American? It's
mostly not good. I'm gonna be honest. When we go to Hollywood Studios, to tell you the truth, it's actually a park I dread thinking about. What are we gonna eat today?
Yeah,
we might actually
lose weight that day.
I'm not joking. I get distressed about what are we gonna eat today. I don't want to eat anything here, and that includes their restaurants. I don't even like. The Sci-Fi Drive-In Diner is the one place that I kind of like to go.
Yeah.
But I don't want to go there every single time.
It's a lot of time,
and the menu is
and
not
if
huge.
If it's all six of us, it seems like a waste of money a little bit since we've gone before.
Yeah, and you get, it's just a limited selection of what you can have. So
well,
anyways.
Maybe in the future, I know,
about.
In the future, I know you like to rope drop, but in the future, maybe you need to, that needs to be a morning where you have like a nice breakfast somewhere, and then... You just
fast the rest of the day,
have some popcorn and then go
so
home
that's
early.
Usually what I do at Hollywood Studios is it's like a popcorn. It's a pretzel. Like I kind of just have some snacks along the way. And there's places you can get snacks and do things. You know, Oga's Cantina is a fun place to stop in for a drink. But I do struggle. The two selections that I have made here today, one of which I know you'll get right away, are a perfect example of why I think the food's just no good.
All right, well, give me your first one then.
So number one is a buffalo chicken bowl.
Buffalo chicken. Well, I know there's a grilled cheese at the ABC commissary, so is it... Oh. Is it the ABC commissary?
Let me describe this for you.
Or is this tachos?
Let me describe this for you. It's chicken breast nuggets tossed in buffalo sauce, topped with coleslaw, served on mashed potatoes in a waffle bowl. Like, I want to retch just a
little. Stop it. Although you
and the
did
picture,
think...
the picture doesn't help it, okay?
And that's the thing. I really am glad that there are pictures available because you see stuff.
You read that and you're like, and you're picturing what it is and you're like, that can't be. And then you look at the picture like, they did that. Ugh.
Is it Woody's Lunchbox?
It is not.
Is it ABC Commissary?
It is not.
Well, what is this?
It is. You ready?
Well,
are you going to try?
I got to look it up. Is it Backlot Express?
It is not. I feel like I finally win one. Now we're even.
Rosie's All-American Cafe? I don't know.
Negative, Ghost Rider. It's the Fairfax Fair.
Oh, yeah.
Over on Sunset Boulevard. Yeah. Back there, as you go towards Rock and Roller Coaster and you go towards Tower of Terror, there's actually a couple of quick service mobile order restaurants that are kind of tucked back there. There's a whole bunch of outdoor seating. There's never any seats, but there's a bunch of seating. And because it's always full of people. I don't know. It's just, there's a lot of not good food back there. We've tried different things and you walk away saying, well, we had to eat something today and oh well.
And it's always just a bit of a victory. It's like, well, at least we didn't overspend too much, you know, like.
So with that in mind, I'll tell you this much.
How much is it?
How much do you think that would be? What do you think that's worth to you?
I don't know. $11.
And when I say chicken breast nuggets, I'm talking frozen chicken nuggets.
Right. Popcorn chicken.
Well, I mean, they're like, it's just like the frozen stuff you get out of the grocery store freezer. You know?
I would say 11 would be reasonable, but I wouldn't be surprised if they charge 16 or something.
All right. It's $14.49.
Wow.
That is criminal.
Okay. It took me a while to understand the theming, but now I finally get that they think that it's this feeling that you're in Hollywood. So that park has changed so much. It used to really feel like it was a studio lot. Like you're walking around and you feel like you're in Hollywood and you're on this set and there's all these. And now that, to me, that's lost a little bit. But when you walk down that street, that's why there's so much outdoor seating. They're like, hey, we're pretending we're in California and the weather's great and people eat outside all the time.
Yeah. Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
It's not great. It's shaded a little bit, but that's all.
It is shaded. I mean, you know, but anyhow, it's still 900 degrees outside and 1,000% humidity.
All right. How about smoked kudzu pork ribs?
Ooh.
Pork ribs brushed with tangy barbecue sauce and served with blueberry corn muffin and red cabbage slaw.
Is that at Docking Bay 7?
Yes.
Yeah.
I thought you'd get it because, you know, that was kind
of. What did you call it? Kudzu?
K-A-A-D-U.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, that's a Star Wars animal.
Is it really?
Yeah, I mean, a kudzu is just basically an alien version of a cow.
Well, it should be a pig because it's pork ribs. But
whatever.
Anyway.
Cow, pig, they're all the same to me.
Oh, jeez. Please don't write us a letter. So, anyway, $16.99. I think that this was more on the cutting edge back in 2018, I think, is when this... No, 2019 is when Star Wars opened. This is kind of that cutting edge, like otherworldly dining. Like they were trying to really make it immersive. So you're having this blue corn muffin and you feel like, you know, you're in a different planet.
Yeah, yeah. Eating a alien cow pig.
Animal cow pig. Oh my gosh.
I didn't hear you say it was pork ribs. I just was hearing ribs. I guess ribs typically are, most time they're pork, but you have beef ribs, right?
Well, there's beef ribs and pork ribs. Yeah. This literally said pork ribs.
I wanted
ribs.
To make sure I didn't mess that up.
Yes, there right. are. There
Sometimes,
are.
Here's the deal. Sometimes I sound like an idiot.
Here's the thing. All right. Do you have any more Hollywood?
Or try this on for size. You'll get this. But it's potato barrels coated with beef and bean chili, shredded cheese, and signature queso with tomatoes and corn chips, finished with sour cream and a sprinkle of green onions.
That sounds like Woody's Lunchbox.
What do we call them?
Tachos.
Tachos. Not nachos. They're tachos. Give me some of your tots, Napoleon. Yeah, gross. It's $10.49. Woody's Lunchbox. Didn't like them. Sorry.
Yeah, I like that kind of stuff sometimes, but if I don't have someone to help me eat it,
It just got too soggy too quick for me. I think that it just doesn't work on tater tots. Yeah. That was just my opinion.
You don't like tater tots really anyway.
I also don't like beans, and you couldn't take them off, so yeah. That wasn't.
All right, how about toffee and coconut blondie? I actually got this when we took the family back in February.
Toffee and coconut blondie.
Gooey toffee and toasted coconut blondie topped with salted caramel buttercream.
That's at the Backlot Express, right?
No.
Ooh,
that's close? Where the Wookiee cookie is.
That's the Wookiee cookie, yeah, okay. Rosie's?
I lost it. I think it's Rosie's, but it's over in that area. I honestly cannot get those places straight over there. It's not Rosie's. It's the other one. What's the other one?
Man,
we sound real. Catalina Eddie's. That's what
Catalina
it is.
Catalina Eddie's.
See, they're all back there and it's confusing.
Yeah, they are.
Anyway.
Yeah.
It was delicious. I ate it over the course of several days because it was like the size of a Num Num cookie, which to me is really like four cookies. Delicious. I would definitely get it again.
All right. We're headed to Animal Kingdom.
Okay. And this place, how many does Animal Kingdom have? I think it has less than.
It's not too many. Animal Kingdom, as of right now, this minute, it's only three locations. There's more than that.
I think I saw five earlier.
I think it was five.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Well, let's go. What do you got first?
Okay. How about a ribs, chicken, and pulled pork sampler?
Flame Tree Barbecue.
Yeah, it's pretty easy. St. Louis ribs with marinated slow-smoked chicken and smoked pulled pork served with signature baked beans and coleslaw.
Well, that sounds like your kind of meal there, dear.
Yeah, it's not really. But it's $18.99. It's at Flame Tree Barbecue. Generally, Flame Tree's pretty good, generally.
Okay, here's one. I'm going to throw you for a loop. Werther's Original Pumpkin Butter Bar. Caramel Pumpkin Butter Bar.
Is that available at Zuri Sweet Shop?
Yes.
Yeah. Zuri Sweet Shop, by the way, is kind of the Animal Kingdom version of the confectionery.
Right, yeah.
In case you didn't know, the confectionery at Magic Kingdom is also available as a mobile order shop. So when you see everybody at the end of the day all crammed in there trying to figure out what they want, you can be ahead of the game by ordering in advance and going to pick it up at the mobile order window. Zuri Sweet Shop allows you to do the same sort of thing in Animal Kingdom.
Yeah, you know, for me, I'm a very visual. I want to see it. I want to go to a bakery and look in the case and see all the things. So it takes away a little bit of that for me, but you still can have that experience and mobile order it. For that particular sweet shop, Zuri Sweet Shop over in Africa, you can walk around. There's a lot of shopping you can do, and then you'll get the message on your phone. Your food's ready. Go pick it up. So, you know, I think you can make it work. I just, for me with bakeries, it's a lot of a visual thing for me.
It is. I will say, again, going back to an earlier point, particularly with the confectionery stuff, literally the picture you see is what you will get. There will be almost zero variation on the confectionery items from what you see in a picture to how they present it. The apples look identical. The cookies look identical. They do it exactly that way. So I understand what you're saying.
Yeah.
You do like to take a look, and you could do that in the morning.
Eat with your eyes first.
And say, hey, that's what I want later on. And if you want to beat the rush of the crowd at the end of the day, which is always what it is, just mobile order it. It's a great way to get around.
Well, and there, I would say the smell of the bakery is also part of the experience, I think, too. So,
all right. So here's my last one. I'm going to give you a full meal here. It's smoked chimichurri braised beef with a blueberry cream cheese mousse for dessert. Where am I?
I can't.
Will you guess?
I can't even imagine or think that we've had this like 10 times.
Not on this planet.
Should I say Santuli Canteen or Satuli Canteen?
Satuli Canteen.
People do struggle because it's otherworldly.
It is otherworldly. You have gone to Pandora, the world of Avatar, which in another place I complain that's not a very good description
title.
Because Pandora is the world, Avatar is not the world, but they're trying to, you know, be cute.
What would you have called it though? I mean,
Pandora.
You would have just called it Pandora.
Yeah.
But Avatar is the IP that people know.
Call it Avatar, the world of Pandora.
That makes more sense. Are you sure that's not what it's called?
It's called Pandora, the world of Avatar.
All right. Okay.
At least that's what Jack tells me. So.
Well,
way to go, Jack. Anyhow, listen, that's my other thing. not just here's the thing or here's the deal.
Listen,
this is my favorite quick service place in all of the parks, and this is my favorite dish of any of those places.
I didn't know you liked the dessert that much, though.
Oh, it's so delicious. Okay. That blueberry cream cheese mousse, and it's served with a passion fruit curd. It's only $5.79. It's worth every penny.
Does it qualify as a snack?
It does qualify as a snack. Okay. Now, the smoked chimichurri braised beef is actually a bowl, and it's exactly what it sounds like. It's topped with a crunchy vegetable slaw and boba balls, and it's served with your choice of base and sauce. This is one that you actually get to heavily customize exactly what you want. You get to choose your base. You have like a sweet potato base. You have a noodle base. I think there's a rice base beans, you can choose from. And then you get to choose your sauce, and they have a variety of those. I always get the noodles. I get like a herb vinaigrette sort of thing.
Creamy herb vinaigrette.
Yes. It's just the most delicious thing. And then you finish it off with that blueberry cream cheese mousse. It's basically served as a dome, and it's very, very shiny. It looks, it's blue, and it's like purple specked. And it's, I mean, it is patisserie at its finest with a nice slice or sliver of chocolate on the top. I would like to go right now.
Okay. You're drooling. All right. Well, I will give you one that is probably the opposite of exciting for you. Cheese fries with chili. Now, this supposedly is supposed to be the chili that Walt loved. Walt loved chili. Where do you think this is at?
Cheese fries with chili? Well, that's got to be at Flame Tree.
No.
Well, it's got to be then at one of the places that's not on the list anymore.
It's Restaurantosaurus.
Restaurantosaurus, that's right. See, I'm down to three locations, and Restaurantosaurus is off the list.
I guess we've learned that we have to do this game in the middle of the day when these places are still open. Yeah. So we can see.
Don't rely on your app while you're doing it. Yeah, that's not my sort of thing.
Yeah, $6.49. I thought that's pretty steep. But I'm sure, again, for me, that's something that, like, if you split it with like three or four people, I would, I'll eat a few of those, but I'm not going to just sit and eat that by itself. I could have tricked you with bug-shaped graham crackers. $1.99 qualifies as a snack, but I decided to just not do that. But
I don't eat bugs.
So who won Monopoly?
I think you won.
You think so?
Yeah. Well, I didn't get that last one. Oh. And you stumped me on another one that wasn't open. And then you stumped me on another one another time. So I think I missed three. And I think you only missed one.
Yeah, well, I recently had studied the mobile ordering stuff, so
you're the food expert for our Disney trips.
You know the stuff and the places. You know how you feel about going into Hollywood Studios? Like, you're worried you're not going to eat. It's going to be a struggle. Like, I don't want that. Like, before I go, I plan ahead before I go places, because I'm like, I'm not going to be caught hungry and eating chicken fingers or something nasty.
You're not going to get a buffalo chicken bowl? I mean, seriously, you got to go look at that picture. You won't want to eat the rest of the day. I just can't imagine. You take a waffle bowl, you fill it with mashed potatoes.
I don't understand a waffle bowl, like a sweet waffle bowl?
I don't know if it's sweet. It's a waffle bowl.
Okay, go ahead.
I mean, no way.
Where was that at again?
Fairfax Fair. Fairfax, come on, y'all. You can do better.
Fairfax. I used to get a salad there that was good, but I think they've lost. Oh,
right. You see that picture? Gross. Yeah, no thank. And that's not even the only bowl they serve. The other ones are just as bad.
Oh.
Eesh, mama. Well, this was a lot of fun.
Why is there green stuff in the mashed potatoes? You know what I mean?
It's coleslaw.
Okay. Well,
look, I don't like my food to touch either, right? So when they do, anyhow.
Yeah.
We got to move on.
Wait, let's move on.
That's the end. That's it. Let's leave on a high note.
Well, but here's the thing about Monopoly. Does it ever actually end, and does anyone actually win?
Well, the banker wins.
Okay.
Banker always wins.
Oh, goodness. Well, thanks for playing along with us, guys. And if you've had any mobile ordering experiences that you want to tell us about, we're on Instagram, Whistle While You Work Podcast. Y'all take care.
Bye.